We've been hearing about the labor shortage and workers organizing to join unions at big companies like Starbucks and Amazon. So what's behind the move toward unions lately? For more, we're joined on the KCBS Ring Central Newsline by Betsy Stevenson, professor of public policy and economics at the University of Michigan at the Ford School of Public Policy and an advisor to President Barack Obama. Thanks very much for joining us. So what is it that you're seeing with regards to unions? Because you've got this labor shortage. It seems like employers are kind of, you know, scrambling on both ends.
Well, I think that's actually the point, which is that what workers are looking out in this economy and seeing a record number of job openings. They haven't seen an economy with this many job openings, frankly, ever. And, that means that now's the time to seize the day. And I think a lot of that's happening at the individual level, where we're seeing also record quits as people seek better employment opportunities with higher wages or better compensation or simply a better fit for them. And we're also, seeing it at that more aggregate level, the level of the union, realizing that, this is a time where unions are going to have more bargaining power than, at some other time when, the demand for workers is not so great.
I love your quote in the New York Times this morning. It's like the whole country is in some sort of union renegotiation. It does feel that way. The workers feel like they have the power, and now is the time to flex their muscle.
I do think that that's where we're at. So if you look, we saw in September there were 10.4 million jobs open. In August, 10.6, and July, 11 million. I mean, these are just really historically unprecedented levels of job openings. And then you also look at the number of hires. We're also seeing, a large number of hires. So there are lots and lots of opportunities out there. It's not, when I tell you the number of openings, it's not like they're all sitting unfilled. In September, 6.5 million people got new jobs. When we hear that employment report once a month, we are usually focusing on the net change, how many people were hired minus how many people left jobs. But if you actually take a look at these levels, what you see is there's just enormous churn in the economy right now with, people starting new jobs, people leaving new jobs, or people leaving older jobs, and employers still sort of desperate to hire.
So, here in the Bay Area, we're looking at a Kaiser strike that was threatened for this week. One union was resolved, the strike was averted, and that strike was called off over the weekend. Another one with pharmacists, we believe, averted early this morning. So what kind of leverage do workers and unions have at this time? Are they utilizing that? And especially like in healthcare, where it is still so impacted and healthcare workers are, to a certain extent revered.
Well, I do think that it's important that people start to wake up to the fact that some of our jobs actually became worse because of COVID. And, economists have long said that people demand higher wages when their working conditions are unpleasant. And so if working conditions become worse, you've got to somehow compensate people for that. Otherwise, there are going to be people who want to leave the occupation that aren't matched by people who want to come into it. And healthcare is an example where the job has really become worse. It became more dangerous, and it's become more confrontational. There are lots of aspects of that job where, healthcare workers really had a rough year and a half. And it doesn't surprise me that there are some people who said, I don't know that I want to do this anymore. So how are we going to entice people back in if to a career that became more difficult? And we got to figure out how to do that. One way is to make the job more pleasant. Another way is to pay higher wages or offer some other compensation. Ways to make the job more pleasant is giving people more control over their schedule, giving them more time off, giving them more support. This sounds trite, but at the end of the day, kindness matters, and treating your workers well and people feeling joyful as they go to work, that's going to matter.
The age-old kindness question. Thanks so much for your time. That is Betsy Stevenson, professor of public policy and economics at the University of Michigan at the Ford School of Public Policy.